What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, still celebrating 1 year of Podcast Rock City, the last show, which came out yesterday with Matt Porter, was awesome. And, you know, I can't say enough about that guy. He's very friendly, and he, you know, totally loves Kiss. And you know, the funny thing was, one time I said, hey, we should do a show about Kiss solo albums. And he goes, yeah, that's not really going to be good for me because I love everything. And I, you know, I'm not going to have anything negative to say about even Peter Criss's album. So we wound up doing something else. And I mean, it's cool not to say anything negative, but, you know, he's just like, I'm not good for that because I love it all. And he's just great. And don't forget to go to thekissroom.com and listen to his show. It comes out once a month, and it's live, and you can hear, you know, great music and great conversation. All right. Number two. Show number two. It's Tuesday. I have a ton of people that I could bring on the show, and I thought to myself, I need a new Kiss fan or a newer Kiss fan. You know, all the guys that were doing the podcast, you know, we're either in our late 30s, early 40s, you know. So I wanted to talk with somebody new, and there is one dude that is like, you know, not only does he listen to all of us, but he also comments on all of our things, and he's totally into everything that we're doing, and he has a great time. He has a great time, and he loves every bit of it, and he's young. He's 21, and he's even been able to make his way onto, you know, like Strange Ways, you know, Jody's podcast, and I'll have Jody on, you know, tomorrow or the next day, you know, in case you're wondering. But for right now, I wanted to bring on Andrew Kiss. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, for those of you that are wondering, Kiss is his real last name. It's not fake. How did you work that out? That's amazing to me. It's like,
well, it's funny you bring that up. Like, you brought that up on Jody's show, or when you posted for a couple of the episodes, you made sure to say his actual last name.
That's amazing. I so wish my name was Joe Kiss. It's like, what's your name? Joe Kiss. Are you a Kiss fan? Damn straight. That would be so awesome. Hey, other than, you know, my ex-wife, I didn't even want to talk about her. But anyway, when she was pregnant with my son, my last name is Polo. And I really wanted to name my son Han Polo, and she would not let me do it. I was just like, come on, be fair. That would be awesome, right?
That'd be pretty sick.
Pretty sick, Han Polo. And then later on, you know, a few years, somebody just told me today, you know, oh, you know, in the some That's My Boy Adam Sandler movie, he named his kid Han Solo. And I was like, oh, that's messed up. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is Kiss. And it's the 1 year anniversary of Podcast Rock City. And I know you've been listening for a while now. And I wanted you to come on because you're a fan of not only Kiss, but you're a fan of all the podcasts. And you've been able to, you know, make your way onto them, which is really great. And you know, I think that the cool connection here is you know, you're the new generation of Kiss fan. You know, how cool is it? Oh, actually, you know what? First, I'm going to ask you the same two questions I asked Matt. I want to know who your favorite member of Kiss is, and I want to know what your favorite Kiss record is.
My favorite member of Kiss, it used to be Ace for a while, but now I got to give it to Paul. He's definitely my favorite member.
Cool.
Yeah, and my favorite record is Hotter Than Hell.
Hotter Than Hell. Very, very cool. You know, it's really funny because it depends on the day. You know, some people are like, that's a great album. And then some people are like, the quality of the recording is awful. And then some people are like, oh, I love the way it sounds because of the way,
you know? I love the sludginess, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really sludgy. But, you know, yeah, I'm the same way. It's I love that record. You know, there's really not a Kiss album that I don't enjoy. And you know, Hotter Than Hell, and everybody knows that for me it's Love Gun, but still, I've probably listened to Hotter Than Hell 10,000 times. Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't bury the needle. Okay, so here's basically what I wanted to talk about with you. How did you discover Kiss?
Well, I don't know, everyone, I told this story before, but like when people would ask, like when I'd introduce myself, they'd be like, oh, Andrew Kiss, are you into the band Kiss? And I was 10 or 11 at the time. I hadn't really heard it before. So finally I checked them out, and that sort of started that whole fan thing. I got tired of people asking me if I was into them or not. So I just checked them out, and I was hooked ever since. For my birthday, my dad got me a copy of You Wanted the Best, You Got the Best, the live album. And I still listen to that to this day, like all the time.
Pretty spectacular. Yeah. That is so cool. Now, obviously, I say obviously, but have you had the chance to see them live yet?
Yep, I've seen them twice. Once on the Sonic Boom Tour, and I think last year on the Monster Tour.
The Monster Tour.
Yeah.
Cool. And now you're getting ready to go. You said August 12th?
Yep.
And who are you going with?
I'm going with my dad again.
That is spectacular. That's another thing, you know. It's like, Kiss is one of those bands. I would never go with my mom to see Barry Manilow. You know, she loves Barry Manilow. I can tell you this. Oh, really? That's kind of crazy. I can tell you this. I have given my mom tickets to Barry Manilow and said, go see Barry Manilow. But if I really wanted to, my mom would go see Kiss with me. And that's just one of those bands that, you know, everybody could get into, at least for, you know, one night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about, you know, how you got into Kiss. Has it really spawned for you? Do you have any merchandise or anything like that?
You know, I'm really not the merch guy. Like, I have the CDs and stuff like that, but I never really pursued all these other, I don't have an awesome Kiss room like most people do. It didn't really interest me personally.
Well, that's the music is what it's about in the first mm-hmm. place. So do you have, like, when it comes to your CDs, is it basically the standards, or do you have any imports or anything like that? You were like, man, I really need to get a hold of this.
No, really, especially with the internet nowadays, you can really just find all that stuff online. Nowadays, I don't really go hunting for too many rarities. I just, I do have a couple of, I have Lick It Up on vinyl, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I was, you know, I a few shows back, I mentioned that I recently purchased that, where it's still on Casablanca, you know, the record. And that was the first time I ever really got into, you know, purchasing a vinyl album that was, you know, there was just something really different about it. It was most of the time I'm like, is this $5? I'll take it. You know, this was $35. And I was like, oh, it says Casablanca. I got to have it.
Well, I found mine at a yard sale for a quarter.
A quarter. A quarter is a good price for Lick It Up. I'm just going to go on the record and say that. Let me ask, I wanted to talk also about, you're a musician. You play guitar.
Yep.
And you've been playing for about 6 years. And if there's anybody that lives in your – what city do you live in?
Oakville, Ontario.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. If you're in a band and you're listening to this show and you love – especially – it's death metal that you're into, right?
Yeah.
Playing especially. Man, you know, find Andrew Kiss. You'll find his comments on our podcast page, or just find, and he needs a band, man, you know, and I think that would be really spectacular if right here on Podcast Rock City I could find you a drummer and a bass player.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
I know. I mean, I don't know how big your town is. If it's anything like mine, it's few and far between, you know, musicians. You know, a lot, actually, you know, quite a few bands come from my little area. Like I don't know if you've ever heard of The Chariot and you know, but a lot of these guys are from out here, and they were, you know, pretty big. All right, so let's get back to Kiss. That was my fault. what's your favorite Kiss memory?
Everyone says it, but honestly, it's true. Seeing them live for the first time just blew my fucking mind.
Awesome. So run me through it. You know, you were how old? you went with your dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must have been like 14, 15, something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, just hearing that, all right, Toronto, you wanted the best, you got the best. Just like, oh, I don't know. It was just something else. I can't really describe like your first time hearing that. And then, yeah, the curtain drops, fireworks go off, and then it's the intro into Modern Day Delilah. And it was just, oh, I was freaking out.
And how far is Toronto from where you live now?
It's like a 40 minute train ride, not too far.
Still though, you know, that's like anticipation.
Oh yeah.
You know, where you're on the train.
I was a nervous wreck on the train. It was like I had 6 cups of coffee and I was just twitching and I was, yeah.
Spectacular. And now when you saw, okay, so the band starts, you know, the band's playing, you know, what was it like? What did it feel like? I mean, were you like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm finally seeing this?
Well, it's weird. It took a few songs for me. Like, your brain can't really process it all, like, at just very during the beginning. So it took 2 or 3 songs to realize where I was. You know what I mean? Like, just to realize that these are my heroes, just right in front of me.
That is so cool. Now, obviously, you know, by being a new Kiss fan, you know, the Kiss that you're used to has Tommy and Eric in it. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you feel about that? You know, is it 6 of one, you know, half a dozen of the other for you, or you're like, you know, I like Ace, Tommy's just as good, you know? How do you feel about that?
Well, like, I like Ace, but just the way I see it, it's like you can, I don't just like Ace is better in my opinion, but I'm glad Tommy's there because I wouldn't have anyone else like besides because Tommy's a fan.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point you bring up. You know, Andrew would have never seen Kiss, you know, if Tommy Thayer wasn't in the band. Oh, they might have had somebody else, but
it wouldn't be like he still brings the magic a bit because he's just as much of a fan as people sitting in the audience.
Right, absolutely. You know, and I'm imagining that, you know, I don't think that you could ever get used to being in your favorite band you listened to when you grew up. It's like, yeah. I'm walking on stage again, you know, playing with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and I remember standing in my bedroom and listening to Alive 2 and doing all my poses, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So, you know, do you have like a, you know, like this dream of maybe seeing the original band? I mean, I know it's never going to happen, and everybody needs to know that, and everybody knows that it's never going to happen, but I mean, if Kiss were to like perform, let's say, you know, in Toronto in full makeup, you'd go, right?
Oh, fuck, hell yeah.
How far
probably
would you
sell a kidney.
How far would you travel? Like, travel to the States? Like, New York City?
I'd go on horseback for, like, a week journey, man.
Andrew, it's so perfect. And part of the show, you know, part of having you on here was to show, you know, even new Kiss fans, you know, and when I say new Kiss, I'm not talking about Tommy, Eric, Paul, and Gene. I mean, people who are into Kiss, you know, just for a short time as far as the 40 years go, you know, you're as passionate about it as we are. You know, you might not go out and spend all your money on, you know, posters or whatever, but, you know, you would, you know, you'd sell a kidney.
Oh, yeah.
You'd sell a kidney. Now, you know, I wanted to ask you this, you know, and I didn't ask Matt this, but I'm kind of interested, you know, you've heard all 4 solo albums, Paul, Gene, Ace, and Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you put them in order, best to worst?
Paul, Ace, Gene, Peter.
Okay. That's interesting because everybody that I've talked to, when I talk to them out, it's like 50 different orders, if that's possible. I guess it's, you know, it's just so funny. Some people really like Gene's and then some people really despise Gene's. But for me,
you really have to be be more into the Beatles to like Gene's.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of Beatlesque.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, and for me, I really loved Asshole. I loved that solo album because it was so not, the norm. I think that's what, you know, and when I put the solo albums in order, I always do it Paul, Ace, Peter, Gene. And I like, I love Peter's solo album because it is so, you know, completely different. And I love the fact that, you know, he did what he loved. You know, obviously Paul and Ace love what they did, and that's why it came out that way. But Peter, Chris, you know, you could really hear, you know, that Motown R&B, at least that's the way I hear it, you know, feel to it, you know, and then, you know, the love songs, you know, and he got to do what he wanted to, and that would be, you know, Peter, Chris's Kiss album.
Well, you got to give him credit for, like, doing something that he wanted to, as great as it would have been to have, like, 10 Black Diamonds or whatnot there. At least he was doing what he wanted to.
Yeah, yeah, and that was, you know, it was really cool because it just, for me, I wasn't one of those people where I was shocked when I heard it because I when it hit me, I was like, man, this is just Peter, Chris's album, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're coming up to the end of, you know, I'm just doing these short little things with my friends, for my 1 year anniversary. And, are you going to be on any other shows coming up? Have you been in talking with Jody or Ken or anybody like that?
I think Jody wants to have me on pretty much regularly nowadays. Like, there's a Strange Ways coming up this Wednesday, just our discussion on the end of Kiss. And we've been messaging each other and we're talking about doing other shows, so I might be on a few more times.
Cool. And what was the topic on this last show?
The last one I did was just the end. Like, it's coming up to the end of
Kiss.
Yeah, so it's always a sad topic, but I felt it was something, like, I'd like to hear everyone's opinion, so we all have do our little bits on how we think it's going to end versus how we would, like, our ultimate dream of how it would end.
Sweet. Now, by the time that this show that we're doing right now airs, that show's going to be out. So if you haven't heard it yet, go and Strange Ways Kiss Podcast is on iTunes or Podomatic, and then you can listen to them discuss it. I'm waiting for it. You know, I talk to Jody all the time, and he's a character and another one of those wonderful human beings that I'm so glad that I used to do a different podcast with a couple of guys, and basically it was just us sitting around BSing about just about anything. And they still do that, but I'm doing this now, and it's just another one of those things where, man, I'm like, it was just such a natural thing for me to do the Kiss podcast, and I'm so glad I did. I met you, man. You're 21 in Canada. I would have never talked to you had I not done this. And you know, and it's great to hear your story, and I think that everybody listening out there is, you know, can relate to you. You know, they're like, you know, there might be somebody out there right now listening that's 16 years old and they live in Australia, and they're going, man, I saw Kiss, you know, when they played Melbourne, my, you know, family took me, and I became a fan, and you know, and they can relate to what you're, you know, to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to have you on again. We'll come up with a topic and then BS for 30 minutes about it. And it'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully by then you'll have a band. That'd be really cool. You know, you're going to be going – now, I want to make sure that I say this because you're getting ready to go back to school.
Yeah.
And what city are you going to be in for that?
Welland, Ontario.
Okay. And that's still close.
Yeah, it's like a – it's like an hour and 10 minutes.
That's
it's
not nothing. Too far away. That's nothing. I used to drive that far for bands.
Yeah. It's
like, you know, when you're devoted, you're devoted. At 21, you actually have the time to get in a car and drive.
Yeah. Anyone wants to do some Morbid Angel covers or do some originals, just send me an inbox and then we'll work something out.
Oh, man, that'd be so awesome if now.
Oh, and I need a singer, too, because I was an idiot and blew my voice out doing improper techniques.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
I could sing like Lemmy, but that's pretty much it nowadays.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's still pretty awesome. All right, Andrew, thank you very much. Don't forget, go to Strange Ways Podcast. You can hear Andrew on there actually probably more frequently than I would think by now. And I think that's really great, man. You were a fan. It's like you're like Tommy Thayer of podcasts.
That's a good way of looking at it.
You were a fan, and now you're on a Kiss podcast. Actually, you've been on a few now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, two now.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
You take it easy.
You too. Have a good
Greetings from Gen Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah.
Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.
Hi, KISS fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original KISS crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with KISS during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.